CJLO in Concordia University sits on the traditional territory of the Mohawk, or the Ganegahaga people. The island called Montreal is known as Dadake in the language of Ganegeha, and has historically been a meeting place for other indigenous nations, including the Algonquin people.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmed Mushtahid. Montreal officials are trying to come up with solutions for the high number of vacant storefronts around the city. According to official numbers, the commercial vacancy rate in the city has ranged between 15 and 26% over the last 5 years, while a normal rate would be between 4 and 7%. Public consultations on the matter were held at City Hall, and more public consultations are expected to resume in January. First Nations youth from Canada are demonstrating against a massive oil sands mine proposed for northern Alberta. Two protests organized by Indigenous Climate Action, an Indigenous-led organization, were held in Madrid, Spain, one outside the Canadian Embassy and another at a United Nations climate change conference. According to CBC, the goals of the demonstrations are to bring attention to the extraction industry in Canada and lobby for recognition of Indigenous rights in climate change negotiations while bringing Indigenous-led solutions to climate change forward. In international news, on New Zealand's Whakaari White Island, a volcano erupted on Monday, December 9th at 2:11 p.m. At least 6 people were killed, and authorities confirmed some people were still waiting to be rescued hours after the eruption on the island, as experts explained it was unsafe for emergency services to return to the affected area. At least 30 victims now remain in hospital, with some suffering burns to as much as 95% of their bodies. Officials said that doctors need an estimated 1.2 million square centimeters of skin grafts to continue treating burn victims from the volcano eruption. Stories this week by Ahmed Mushtahid. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Hold on. All right. Welcome to the Go Go Radio Magic Show this week. And some sad news I read just as we entered into the building. Roy Looney, the great founder and singer of the Flaming Groovies, passed away today. So we decided to open tonight's show with a classic from their classic album, Teenage Head. And that was Have You Seen My Baby? So we'll send that one out to Roy Looney and his family and friends. And
Fans.
That was a fantastic band. If you're not familiar with Flaming Groovies, that's your homework for this weekend. But now, on happier news, we will be talking with members of local band Mountain Dust a little bit later on in the show. And so we're going to sort of pepper in tonight's playlist with their songs. And why don't we start right now with the title track of their latest album that I believe came out in 2018. This is Seven Storms by Mountain Dust on the Go-Go Radio Magic Show. Right here at CJLO, 1690 AM.
Thank you. Welcome, salutations and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Grade A Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 a.m. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
Are you looking to blow off some mid-semester steam? Look no further than Montreal's Laser Quest, located downtown at 1226 St. Catherine West. Open 7 days a week. You can show your friends who's boss and become a Laser Quest legend. For more information, visit www.laserquest.com/QC-Montreal.
We'll be right back. to hide the fact from us that life was really tough. I can hear my mother call. I can hear my mother call. Late at night I hear a call. On the lawn I hear a call. She said, Father, Father, it's for the kids. Any and everything I did. Please, please don't judge me too strong. That she was catching hell.
There you go. There's a little funkadelic for your Friday evening. That is their classic Cosmic Slop. And then before that, we had Montreal's own The Hazy Tones with Light of the Day. And they're going to be playing at Casa del Popolo tonight as part of a triple bill that will include them, White Nails, who we also heard in that set, and Mountain Dust, who kicked that set off. And we also threw in a Black Sabbath track just because Black Sabbath's the godfathers of all these bands. And so the Hazy Tones was Light of Day, Black Sabbath, Children of the Grave, White Nails with In My Blood and Mountain Dust with the title track from their latest, or their last album, Seven Storms. And normally we always set up interviews where we get a phone number so we can call out. It's always proven to be that's the best way to do it because you're more in control with when the interviews happen. Tonight it's going to be a little different, I guess, because they didn't know with their sound check and all that.
Right.
So they're going to be calling us sometime between now and 7 was the arrangement. So hopefully we'll get someone from Mountain Dust on the phone. But in the meantime, Ian's got a whole bunch of songs that he wants to play for you anyway. So we can we'll wait, but hopefully the phone will ring and we'll get them on the phone and find out all about this incredible triple bill that's happening tonight at Casa, being presented by Heavy MTL. So if you didn't know or you hadn't heard, the festival for 2020, Heavy MTL Festival, has been canceled, just put on hiatus, I believe. I'm sure it's not completely done, to be brought back in the future, but maybe they're doing these sort of presents around Quebec in lieu of the festival, because this show that's happening tonight, I believe, is also happening tomorrow night up in Quebec City, or it happened last night in Quebec City. But I think it's tonight in Montreal, tomorrow in Quebec City, and White Nails hailing from Quebec City, and Mountain Dust and Hazy Tones hailing from Montreal. So works out well. So yeah, we'll find out all the details when we get Mountain Dust on the phone. But Ian, take it away.
All right, well, let's just jump straight to it. Here's a band from London called Snapped Ankles. This is Drink and Glide. And you're tuned into the Go-Go Radio Magic Show right here at CJLO 1690 AM.
Ah!
All right, that was Chai with Neo. And we are pleased to announce that we got Pat from Mountain Dust on the line. And so we're going to say hello. Pat, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. How's it going, man?
Not too bad. Thank you so much for calling in. We know you guys are busy tonight, so we won't keep you too long. But we're pretty excited about this show you guys are playing tonight. But in my research today, I've known about Mountain Dust for about 3 years or so. I met Hal about 3 years ago. But I didn't realize you guys have been around as long as you have. Can you just sort of fill us in the story of Mountain Dust a little bit quickly?
Yeah, no problem, man. We started in 2013. There was kind of a couple of beginnings to the band. It sort of came out of, I was in Barnburner and Trigger Effect at the time, and Kevin, the singer of Barnburner, we sort of talked about starting a band called Mountain Dust together. So, you know, I went on tour with Trigger Effect, and he started Mountain Dust kind of while I was away with the other guys who are still in the band now, who were all in different sort of like metal and punk bands at the time in the city. And then when I came home from tour, I joined Mountain Dust, but he moved home. So basically, I've never been in Mountain Dust with Kevin from Barnburner. now he's in Dead Quiet now, but we're all still really good friends, but he went back to BC. So, and then Trigger Effect ended that fall as well. So yeah, it's been the four of us, the sort of permanent lineup since 2013. There was just kind of a blip at the beginning when there was some overlap between Barnburner and Trigger Effect.
All right. And now you guys have two albums out.
Yep.
And when I met Hal about, I think it was about 3 years ago, I met Hal. He was telling me that there was a lot of interest stirring in Europe for Mountain Dust. I think it was Germany in particular. Is that where your record label is?
Yeah, we got signed. Both records are out on a German label called Cosmic Artifact, based out of Germany. And we were, kind of through that connection, we were able to tour there last year, actually, which is really cool. Which definitely helped our reputation precede us being on a German label over there. They're based out of Germany, but they have a lot of Canadian bands. They have a lot of American bands, South America, all over the world. I mean, it's a German label, but it's more like a boutique stoner rock kind of thing. Like,
okay, and then how is it going with your next album? Have you guys been recording? Are you in the writing process?
In the writing process, we're going to play a song tonight for the first time. We're going to do a debut of a new track. We went to a cottage in June, and we wrote, for 12 hours a day for a weekend and kind of partied and hung out, and it was really fun. But we made, like, a ton of music that weekend that we're kind of, like, in the process of sifting through and arranging into, like, an actual record. So it's kind of a different writing process than we've done in the past. But we're starting with a lot of material, and a lot of really good material, too. So I think, Mountain Dust never happens too quickly, but it always turns out really well. And I think this next round is going to be our best record for sure.
Right. Well, when 9 Years, your first album, when I first heard that, I quite liked that album. But then when I heard Seven Storms, you could really hear an evolution in the band. Do you feel that this next album is continuing that? Are you exploring more more sounds, more areas?
Yeah, I think we are. There's going to be like, I always try and like, or I mean, I think we all kind of try and make it like go in a few different directions and do it well. So don't do it like middle of the road. If you're going to do a folk song, do a dark folk song. If you're going to do a piano track, do a piano track. If you're going to do like a sludge song, do a sludge song. Like, it doesn't need to be like totally mashed in the middle. Like, Seven Storms has very distinct sounding songs. There's no song that sounds like, defines the sound of the record. And I think like this next record will be like that too. Maybe not as all over the place. When I listen to Seven Storms, to me, it sounds like many different things kind of track by track, but I don't know. I'm hoping it's like that, but maybe slightly more unified, maybe a bit darker.
Right. I didn't mean it as a negative. I really like the sort of the landscape of that album. It does take you.
I didn't. I guess I thought you did. I thought you. I took it well. Don't worry.
Okay. And now about this show tonight happening at Casa, can you quickly tell us a little bit what people can expect when they get there? It's a great room, and I imagine it's going to be pretty loud in there. But you guys are playing with White Nails and the Hazy Tones.
Yeah, we're playing with them tomorrow night in Quebec City as well. Three bands are doing a weekend kind of package thing.
Right. Now, are these bands that you've played with before? Do you know these guys?
Yeah. White Nails are from Quebec City. So they're, you know, it's a hometown show for them tomorrow. Hazy Tones are from Montreal. They're a very active stoner rock band. I mean, it's going to be kind of like a loud, fuzzy night at Casa, which is a great venue. I suggest people get there ASAP. I mean, there has been some pre-sale for the show, so there's a possibility that it sells out. You know, fingers crossed. I don't want anyone to get turned away.
Right. And the fact that it's being put on by Heavy MTL is probably going to be a pretty big push for you guys as well.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. No, I think that's certainly going to help. We had a lot of fun playing that festival this summer, so hopefully some new fans have followed us from there to here, too.
Right. I wanted to ask you about that. Now, was that the largest crowd you'd ever played for?
Yeah, that's the biggest crowd Mountain Earth has played for. We played some festivals in Europe last year that were pretty big, but that Heavy, we played the main stage at Heavy this year. That was the biggest one.
Right. All right. And now, is there anything that you want to let people know about Mountain Dust before we let you go? Just things.
We're going to be doing some dates in April with Woodhawk from Calgary. People should check them out. They're fucking awesome. And 2020, we're hoping to have a new record done. I mean, like, we're still in the writing phase right now, but I think we should be in the studio at some point in 2020. And then, you know, whenever the stars align, that record will come out. But, the band is sort of working hard and going, you know, I think we're really happy with the way it's going these days.
All right. Well, I'm not going to keep you, but we're just going to say that tonight it's Casa del Popolo, which is 4873 Saint-Laurent, if you're not familiar with where it is. And doors at 8 p.m. and $15 at the door for three bands. You can't beat that.
And you're coming out, right?
I'm going to try. I'm going to try and get down there.
Okay, because I saw your name on the list, I think.
Oh, sweet. All right.
Are you Ian and Simpsons?
Yeah, well, it's Ian and Paul.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Excellent. All right. Well, then that settles it.
I called you out on air. You have to come now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was more of a financial thing, but if I'm on the list, then I can make it down there.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Thanks so much, Pat, and we'll see you down at Casa Popolo in a few hours. All right. Ciao. All right, so there you go. That was Pat from Mountain Dust, and they're going to be playing at Casa del Popolo tonight. It's going to be a pretty stacked lineup of some loud rock and roll, and we're going to jump back in with another set of songs that give you an idea of what you're going to hear if you make it down there tonight. And it's so nice out tonight. You have no excuse to not get down there. But here we go. This is another one from Seven Storms from Mountain Dust. This is Inside the Rift on the Go-Go Radio Magic Show. Right here, CJ Low, 1690 AM.
Yes. Dublin. There's something wrong with you.
Hey, this is the K-Man. Tune into CJLO.com on Friday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. for Beyond That Graveyard 3 and start your weekend the right way, always. You love it, you need it. Beyond That Graveyard Part 3 on CJLO.com.
Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there.
Attention rockers, psychedelic knots, punk freaks, and guitar geeks. This is a public service announcement from Zachary Slacks to notify you that Slacks Tracks is now at a new time, Mondays at 6 p.m. Allow me to roll the many-sided die of your mind with rock that gets weird and wild. Slacks Tracks, Mondays at 6 p.m. on
CJLO.
It's Monday. Your work week is just beginning.
Come on, move!
You can already feel the existential dread seeping in, and the weekend seems so far away.
What?
Things will only get worse from here.
Oh, for the love of...
Luckily, there's Sewer Spewer. Your weekly guide to Montreal's underground punk and metal scene, with your host, Chris the Frog. Every Monday at noon on CJLO 1690 AM. Don't let your Monday drag you down. Melt your mind with some local noise.
Stop by Montreal Improv with live improvised comedy every Thursday through Sunday night. Listed as one of Cult MTL's best comedy clubs, Montreal Improv brings you a variety of unique and experimental shows featuring some of the city's funniest up-and-coming performers. You don't have to stay in the audience either. Whether you are interested in performance or trying something new, we have classes that start monthly where you can learn all the necessary skills to take you from your seat to the stage. For more information on shows and classes, visit montrealimprov.com.
CJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed